Proclamation number 7160 of 5th of July, 1958. Right vineyard work requires altruism. Working for my kingdom is an activity which truly will not go unrewarded for you, for only people can carry out this work who want to help their fellow human beings with the will of love and who also know what it means to stand outside of my kingdom. The work for me and my kingdom requires a certain knowledge, and my servants now also try to transfer this knowledge to their fellow human beings. They convey my word to them, they enlighten them about their earthly life task, and they admonish and warn them. Always with the best will to help their souls and thus to bring my kingdom closer to them. But my kingdom is not of this world. And precisely for this reason it is not easy to win worldly people for my kingdom. And again, this attempt has to be made on the part of fellow human beings who want to serve me, for I myself cannot approach those worldly people so obviously that they would like to follow me into my kingdom without hesitation. Due to freedom of will, this attempt has to be made by people who, however, are aware of their mission, who know the spiritual adversity therein and who are driven by love to take care of them and bring the kingdom of God close to them. Not many people are suitable for this, because not many people muster the will to work for the kingdom which cannot be proven, which seems unreal. And because not many people serve selflessly without hoping for an advantage for themselves. For earthly advantage will hardly emerge from an activity which is meant for the soul of man, not for the body. Rather, ego laborers for my kingdom will find little recognition and will also rarely be blessed with earthly goods, if only because they will not emulate that activity for the sake of earthly success, which then can never be real vineyard work. But still the reward will not be lacking. For it is such a significant activity, and you humans, who want to serve me, are, as it were, my co-workers through whom I myself carry out the urgent work, through which I myself can now work in order to bring help to erring humanity. But you must serve me voluntarily. You must not be determined by any prospects of success. Only your love for your fellow human being should motivate you to carry out your vineyard activity, and thereby you also prove your love for me and are now also suitable for this work. But this also requires a strong faith which you also demonstrate through your commitment to me and my kingdom. For no person would agree to do this for me who is not also fully faithful, because then he would also not be able to convincingly represent the knowledge he possesses himself through my direct working in him. But anyone who seriously works for me and my kingdom is also convinced of the truth of what he represents. Thus he also has faith. Only my adversary's influence can occasionally cause moments of doubt which, however, will find no solid ground in view of the light which already illuminates his inner being. And I will never deny my help to my faithful servants when a weakness afflicts them. For I also need their help. Not as an admission of their own weakness or powerlessness, but only for the sake of the people themselves, whom I don't try to win through power but who shall freely find their way back to me. And you, my servants, can help them to do so and thus also may if you bring my lost children back to me through your cooperation. And truly, you will do blessed work. A glorious reward will beckon to you and all those souls to whom you brought salvation. My kingdom will receive you and in my kingdom you will one day be truly blessed. Amen.